from Boys to Men, Sean Stockman, is on the phone. What up, Sean?
What's up, Tom? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
It's early for me.
He's in California. That's why he's whining like that. It's early for me. Nobody likes a whiner, Sean.
I don't know how you do it for so many years, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't whine about it. That's you just do it. You just play with pain.
Play with pain. I'll remember that.
Yeah. You can sing a ballad about that. I play with pain.
Yeah. At least not right now. I sound like Barry White, but I'll work on it later.
How's Micah doing?
Micah's doing great. He's sleeping right now, but he's doing really, really good. A lot better than when we started or where we started.
How old is Micah now?
He's 12. He'll be 13 this year.
Micah has autism.
Yes, Micah has autism. He was diagnosed at 2 years old, and this is something that I guess you could say my wife and I and our family has been kind of taking a journey with since his diagnosis. And we've experienced our share of emotions, ups and downs, blaming ourselves, trying to figure out how and why and, all that other stuff.
And when ask that question, what answers do you come up with? How
you know what? You know, we were chosen. You know, for whatever reason, God chose us, to have a child with this condition. And the thing that you do with whatever God gives you is you use it. You use it to benefit him and to give him the greater glory. So my wife and I created this foundation to help other people, to help other families, because in the midst of us, going through this with our own child, we're blessed enough to afford a lot of the things that Micah needed to get better.
Because it's very, very expensive.
It's extremely expensive. It's extremely expensive. And because autism is considered a quote-unquote new condition, there are no provisions through governmental funds and things of that nature, or they're very, very little. So
I don't even remember growing up and seeing. Now I know people with children that have autism. I don't remember that.
Yeah. There were a lot of.
Is it on the rise, especially in the African American community?
Let's put it this way: when we first started, or rather, when we our son got diagnosed, it was 1 in 110 kids. Right now, it's 1 in 68.
And why is that?
Well, no one knows, and that's the mystery of autism. No one really knows how one acquires it. There's a lot of theories out there. But the reason why my wife are involved, because there are a lot of black and brown families that have kids with the diagnosed with autism, and they really have no, not only just the funds, but they just don't know where to go. They don't know how to go
and
about.
So does your organization provide support in that way in terms of giving people direction as to where to get help as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our organization is called Micah's Voice. It's named after our son. And it provides, hope and, the ability to give certain families what they need for their child with autism.
And so you have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we do. It's April 10th. It's from 5 to 9. It's hosted by the Late Late Show's James Corden, which was amazing because he just volunteered himself to actually host the event, which I appreciated. I just heard that he's hosting the Tonys this year, which is very, very cool.
Well, if there are people that can't come and they want to make a donation, how do they do that?
You can go on www.micahsvoice.com/backintheday. Because that's the theme this year. We're doing back in the day. We got old school video games there and old school candies, the whole nine yards. So we try to make our events fun and not so stuffy like a lot of other benefit concerts. And you can use the promo code MV2016, and you can get more information with that, and you can donate that way.
And so let me ask you this.
You good at Donkey Kong?
Actually, we might have Donkey Kong. We definitely have Ms. Pac-Man. We got Centipede. We got Dig Dug. We got a few games that's going to be out there. So absolutely.
I'm Galaga. I love Gallagher. I can do some Gallagher.
And there's gonna be some singing, because you know James Corden is loves to sing, and of course you are Boys to Men. So
James Corden is a huge Boys to Men fan. Yeah. I found out, and the R&B singer Tank, who I want to say he had a show out there in Dallas recently. Yeah. He just had one. So that's the homie. So he's also performing.
You have other children too.
I do. I have a twin of Micah. His name is Ty, and I have a 6-year-old daughter.
And they're fine.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. And I also want to mention too that Martin Lawrence will be honored because he's a good friend of ours, and he helped us out a lot with the foundation and getting it off the ground, as well as L.A. Clippers Jamal Crawford, who did the same.
One last question: if there's a family in need who has an autistic child, mm-hmm. and wants to get in touch with your organization, can you help them?
Yes, you can. Yes, we can, rather. We can go to micahsvoice.com, and we have all of our information. We have numbers, mm-hmm. and we have, you can actually email my wife and I directly. And if you need any info or insight, you can just go on the website.
Good job, Sean.
Keep up the great work. Congratulations. Yeah.